Welcome, wonderful viewers, to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. Today, in the first in a two-part program, we are privileged to visit with René Jorgensen of Denmark, founder of NDE Life, a non-profit organization with a mission to share information and research on near-death experiences, or NDEs, with the public. In 2000, Mr. Jorgensen had a profound experience where he left his physical body and entered into another dimension. There he encountered a brilliant light which filled his whole being with infinite and boundless love.
I used to be your average business guy, maybe a little selfish, narcissistic, and a product of modern culture, till I went on a journey to India. And that's when I had my personal spiritual awakening. I had a very deep, profound spiritual experience that radically changed my life and the way I look at life. And from that moment on, I changed the direction of my life and I started my own spiritual walk. I came across the near-death experience and I figured out that that was actually very similar to my own spiritual experience.
René Jorgensen was then inspired to look deeper into science, religion, philosophy, and the near-death experience phenomenon. Based on his research, he has written three books about NDEs, namely Awakening After Life, Behind 90 Minutes in Heaven, and The Light Behind God. He also regularly conducts public lectures and gives interviews on the subject. Let us now learn more about Mr. Jorgensen's transformative event in India.
You mentioned a spiritual experience. What was that like?
It was a very powerful experience. So powerful that I left my body. From above, I was able to look down and see myself, my own body. And then I experienced this light, which is very normal in the near-death experience, this love, this joy, this peace that many people describe. And then I also had what's called a life review. I went through all the episodes of my life where I had basically hurt other people. So I would go through episodes when I would be angry at my mother. I would experience it. I would be on the receiving end of my anger. I would be inside my mother and experience her pain. So I would experience the consequences of my actions. And I also went back all the way to fourth grade, where I was teasing a small girl. And this is something I'd totally forgotten. She was a younger classmate, maybe second or third grade. And I was teasing her. She was against the wall and I was calling her names. But now I was inside her body and I was receiving my own actions. And not only was I feeling her pain, I was also seeing the future, how she as a person would become more shy and inward as a consequence to my actions. And not only that, I would also feel the pain of her parents for realizing that their child would become inward, shy, and closed as a person. So I would basically experience the full consequences of my actions.
Many spiritual traditions and religions speak about the universal law of cause and effect, or karma. In the Bible, it is simply but beautifully stated, as you sow, so shall you reap. Causality is also recognized in the scientific world as a law of nature.
It's like a chain. It was not just that I was teasing this little girl and she was sad. It was also her parents' sadness. Because everybody have hope and love for their children. They want them to grow and bloom in life. So, I experienced the full cycle, the chain of my action. So, really, that is what I experienced. You really understand the consequences of your action. And you really understand, in a sense, what is harmful and what is hurtful to other people.
How did René Jorgensen's journey to another world finally conclude?
And then I came back to this love and this light again. And then I kind of had a future preview where I saw myself, I would do good. I would be compassionate and try to share love in the world through the rest of my life. That was quite an awakening. I was an atheist before. And I would say, God is real, then give me the proof. So you can say this experience for me was very strong, very powerful. And I really woke up in a very powerful way.
Another profound lesson that Mr. Jorgensen learned from his time on another plane was that all beings are one, another tenet that is common to all the world's religions. Scientific experiments have also demonstrated the fundamental unity of the universe.
Everything is interconnected. That's what we learn in religion and spirituality, that everything is one. And we have the same principle in quantum mechanics. Particles, even though that they're separate in space, they're still interconnected.
The science of quantum entanglement It's also called non-locality. The way quantum entanglement works is that in experiments, they take two particles apart and decide is that these particles communicate, but they don't communicate at the speed of light. These particles actually communicate instantaneously, which means that they communicate beyond time and space. And then the conclusion is that these particles are in fact interconnected. That's why they call it entanglement. That all particles in the universe are not separate. They might look separate physical entities, but in reality, they are still entangled. They are still interconnected.
Over the past 10 years, Rene Jorgensen has conducted extensive research on near-death experiences, including examination of historical records left behind by ancient civilizations that describe NDEs.
If you look at history, near-death experience goes back all the way till about 2700 BC to the Epic of Gilgamesh. There you have an epic, a story of a king that goes in search for eternal life. And he goes through this mountain, a tunnel, where there's light at the end of the tunnel. And he then comes into this marvelous jewel garden, which has some resemblance to paradise or heaven. You also find the story of Ur, which is a soldier who dies on the battlefield. And after being dead for 12 days, he's brought back to life. And he also explains about seeing this light, this column of light from heaven and so forth. And even in the Bible, you have the vision of Saul in Acts, where Saul falls off the horse and he also sees this light from heaven. So I believe that the near-death experience, called something else, has been present all through history, in recorded history.
Could you tell us some of the commonalities between the experiences that people have with near-death experiences?
If you analyze the core features of the experience, you see that they follow the same universal pattern. And that's really interesting because it doesn't matter which culture you're from, the experience follows the same universal pattern. It begins with leaving the body. They're going through space at a very fast speed or going through a tunnel. They experience this, what they call the light. And this is kind of the core of the experience. And after this light, some people will have a, for instance, a life review. They'll go through episodes of their life where it's joyful. It's not just the painful episodes. The scenery will be specific to each individual and each culture. But these elements of leaving the body and experiencing this light and having a pleasurable or a distressing experience and returning to the body and so forth, all of these are basically universal and found in all cultures.
How can we distinguish between a near-death experience and hallucinations?
Firstly, we know from scientific experiments set up in hospitals that about 1 in 5, 20% of people who have cardiac arrest are clinically dead and then brought back successfully, that they will report having a near-death experience. So it's something that we can predict scientifically. It does happen to people, and it happens quite often. There's been some estimates that about, in the U.S. alone, at least 8 million people have had this experience. So it's a very common experience. If we look at what happens when somebody's clinically dead, and this goes to the theory of it being a hallucination, very few seconds after the heart starts beating, after cardiac arrest, the blood flow to the brain stops completely. And that means without blood flow to the brain can simply not function. The brain needs blood to produce conscious experience. The near-death experience is a very lucid and real and coherent experience, so you need blood flow to be able to produce this experience. And after 8 to 10 seconds, there is no longer any blood flow. The mind cannot, when it's inactive, produce a hallucination.
Do people who have these experiences always have a clear memory of what happened?
Yes. Some of the skeptical theories, it's a hallucination, it's a dream, it's an illusion. But we all know when we pass out, when we come back, we're very confused. We don't remember the seconds just before we pass out. The brain is confused because it doesn't have enough blood flow. When there's not enough blood flow, the brain is very confused. It can't produce clear, coherent experience. What you have with the near-death experience is it's a very clear and coherent experience. Psychologists have analyzed the experience and said there are no signs of schizophrenia or hallucination. It's a very clear, normal, sane experience that people remember many years after. And you will have people who say, I had my experience 30 years ago, but it's still to me as clear as day as it was yesterday.
We are grateful, Rene Jorgensen, for sharing your personal encounter with heaven and God's loving essence, as well as for introducing some of the findings from your fascinating NDE research. Pleasant viewers, please join us next Monday on Science and Spirituality for part two of our program, where we will continue our enlightening dialogue with Rene Jorgensen on near-death experiences. For more details on Rene Jorgensen, please visit www.renejorgensen.com. To learn more about NDE Light, please visit www.ndelight.org. Books by Mr. Jorgensen are available at either website. Thank you for your presence on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May we always know the joy and beauty of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/SS.